I think it's a little bit of both. You got to give credit to them. They made plays when it came down to it, and they got after us. But again, I think a lot of it falls on us as well. Communication to start off, being detailed and where we need to be and when we need to be there, having awareness as to what could happen, what could go wrong, and then going out and playing and executing at a high level. And I think we're really close at a lot of positions. If we can just get hone in on those details, focus, have awareness this week during practice, and show it out on that field, I think we'll like the result. You have to have some patience as a player, that not everything's going to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're spinning your wheels in mud, but that's the time when you really got to focus in, trust your teammates, trust the guy next to you, trust the scheme, trust your fundamentals, and play and go out and execute at a high level like we talked about.
How much did you feel last week? How did you think you did? I mean, that was a pretty good game for you. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought I did well. I mean, I played as best as I could. I tried to help the team make some plays. And, you know, all you can ask for is a chance to win the game at the end. And I thought we had that. Now, there's some stuff along that game where I could obviously do better. In the red zone, I can do better. First down, I can maybe see what the defense is giving me a little more. Again, it's a collective effort. And I think at each position, if we can do a little bit better, then we'll like the result.
How much have you improved this year? I mean, what are some of the things that you can see now that maybe you weren't doing week one, week two?
I think really seeing the big picture. Week one, week two, I was trying to get my feet under me, just trying to focus on my assignment, my alignment, my job on that particular play. What I've challenged myself to do is more look at the big picture, come up to the line, look at the safeties, see what the defense might be trying to do, see what Nate Stanley's looking at, see how he's seeing the defense. Coach Brian always talks about if you can see the coverage through the quarterback's eyes and know what he's trying to do, then you can help the concept in that way. And that's what I've challenged myself to do, and I think I've done a better job of it these past couple weeks.